We live in an age where cameras capture practically everything in our lives. They protect our homes and our shops, but they can't always protect us. For the family of 19-year-old Melanie Goodwin, cameras would prove a blessing and a curse as investigators searched them for answers.
I now have a vehicle I can look for.
Now, as her family comes to grips with the truth, they will provide vivid clues to her death.
It's the semi-finals, and time for the designers to really step outside the box and show the judges something new and different.
How are they taking risks and really trying something new and different to wow us?
The judges have their work cut out in choosing the winning shed design.
Often referred to as one of the most gorgeous and exotic of Hollywood's leading ladies, Hedy Lamarr made a number of well-received films during the 1930s and 40s. But in 1942, she and her friend, the composer George Antheil, received a patent for an idea of a radio signaling device to keep enemies from decoding messages. Their system was important to the design of a little device we use to pay attention to film stars of today, the cell phone. Normally content to stay in their burrows for the winter, Lata and her cubs now found themselves exposed. The unexpected warm spell had flooded the area so severely that they would have to travel many miles to find stable enough soil to create a new den. And between here and there, enormous dangers lurked. In Hollywood, no one flinches at making movies about murder, global annihilation, or zombie cannibalism. But one subject strikes fear into the hearts of producers and directors: menopause.
It's like anything. There are films and scripts and what have you that are not for everybody.
So when Salma Hayek was asked to reprise the role of Millie, she had one condition: that her character be on intimate terms with the hot flushes and mood swings familiar to women, not zombies, in their 40s and 50s.
The part was very straight, not funny.